Saving and everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
We are back, Carver and Lisi with you. Although I guess this is the, if you're normally tuning in at this time, this is when we would be starting. We've been on already, though, for an hour, of course, with our national championship special here on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. So good to have you with us. Good news, bad news here for you, Joe. Good news is San Diego State has finally made a couple of shots. Bad news is so is UConn. So, 36-20, UConn has opened up a 16-point lead. 14.5 is the live number. 134.5, so this little flurry has boosted the total up a little bit. And there's your three ball that makes it 33-20, and then UConn's going to come the other way and get three more themselves. So, there's about 3 minutes left to go in the first half, Joe. And, you know, the problem is that now UConn's starting to make everything, which is I thought the Aztec D for the first 10, 12 minutes of this game, really solid, really all over them. And it's just not the same, the contested shots right now.
Kid missed a layup?
Yeah, kid missed a layup. And then they come back the other side and hit bang a three.
That's a killer, Tony.
That was a killer.
Between the legs. Look at this, the showboating, really. Showboat between the legs. That's all right.
There's Bobby and the dad cheering him on.
Let's carry them in the streets of Jersey City now. Here we go.
Jeez. I mean, why?
Why? No.
Are they not supposed to be happy? The kids got a chance to win a national title tonight. Right? I mean, brother, son. I mean, what? Do they show them too much? Yeah, probably. I'd say they probably should.
Now, like, if this game is like double digits, they're gonna ram it down our throats. Now, the Hurley family, we're gonna see. Well. Honestly, I'm not gonna make no bones. I hated Duke growing up. I couldn't stand Leitner, and you know the whole group, Coach K, and now this just is reminiscent.
So you're not a fan of Bobby? You don't like Bobby, huh?
No.
No. Not a fan of Bobby.
Did you like him back in college?
And then that just correlates now to Dan now, the brother. So you just automatically, he's just part of the list because his brother played at Duke in the early 90s.
Did me rotten.
Jeez.
This is it.
A lot of lost tickets for Joe going after the Blue Devils in the early 90s.
Just like Holtz. You either love him or you hate him, right? Back in the day, there's no in-between with Notre Dame, right?
No doubt. Same thing. I agree.
Right? Anthony 1,000%. Johnson, you know, Zorich, the whole bit. Tony Rice.
I don't disagree with you.
Okay, so either you love him or you hate him in terms of college football. Same thing with Duke. Either you love Duke or you hate Duke. There's no in-between. It's not like, oh, yeah, Coach K was great. I love him. I think don't get me going. Don't get me going. It's early. We got to make adjustments here. Got to make adjustments.
Well, this is all I've heard about what a wizard this guy Dutcher's been at halftime making adjustments. Right? That's what
he's the pinball wizard. He's the jukebox hero. All right. Come on, jukebox hero. Come on, hero.
Like I said, this was very tough. They missed 14 straight shots.
Let's not talk like they're dead and buried right now. The Aztecs, they're facing a little adversity. Okay, they got to get up off the mat. Every champion has to get up off the mat. Okay, It's not like we're fighting tomato cans here. This is it.
This is the last media timeout in the first half, so they got just under 3 minutes to go. It's at 16. Joe, you really want to realistically have this at 10.
I don't want to lose.
You got to chip off a little bit here before halftime. I mean, you go down 15 plus in the front. This game's over. They're not coming back. Like I just said, I know you don't like hearing it, and it doesn't mean that UConn is, like you said, the UNLV from 1990. That's not what anybody's saying. But 15 plus points at half against this team is not the same as the other night against FAU. It's not the same. This team has smashed everybody. This wasn't the way that you needed this first half to go. You don't disagree. Put the ticket to the side for a moment. You disagree with that?
I'm going to say that I think UConn's played very well up until this point. Clearly, best team in the tournament, but I still think we could punch them in the mouth, and we still have a puncher's shot. The biggest thing is, we're battle tested and they're not. At the end of the day, we get down 12 at the half. I think we got a shot.
So because they didn't play a tough game in the five to get here, they're not a battle tested team.
40 minutes make a champion, not 20. All right, let's see what happens. 30-10 run, 8 forced turnovers. That's great.
Yeah, that's not good. It's not good.
Like the move. The kid missing layups. You can't miss layups.
Missed a couple. Can't miss layups is right. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're rocking the UConn-San Diego State national title game. We'll sprinkle in other stuff as well along the way. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. NCAA Championship Game Special here on Sirius XM 159. So we are at the half, Joe. 36-24. UConn leads San Diego State. 12-point game, 60 points flat in the first half, which I believe, Joe, I'm actually almost positive, but I didn't get the exact number, was clearly under the first half total. The live total's at 129.5. And it is UConn minus 11.5. I told you I wanted 10 by halftime to feel decent about it. I mean, it was 16, right, Joe? Was that it was 16 at one point?
Mm-hmm.
So they got it down to 12. You know, obviously you want to you're a glass half full type of guy, Joe. So I'm sure you're going to say, considering they had like an 11 minute stretch in the half where they didn't make a shot, for them to only be down 12, I'm sure you're gonna say that that's okay. You're all right with that.
That's gutty to me. Gutty.
Yeah, that's. I wouldn't call what you just saw in the first half gutty. That's not the adjective I'd use to describe that half from San Diego State.
What do you want to call it?
I thought they started the game really well, and they just couldn't make any shots. And maybe some more will fall in the second half. I think we need to go back to that team total now with them having 24. And let's see if maybe that's something attainable for us. Let's see here, Joe. Team 58.5. We can get a better gauge on this now. So 58.5. So we would need 35. I got that right, Joe? Yeah. 35 points in the second half by them?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. Hard to back a team that you know, shot the way they did in the first half.
All right. Come on now. How much you want to bash this kid? This team?
Which kid? How about the whole team?
Both. All right, so bash them, all right? So then either you're in or you're out. Yeah, it's halftime. Pick a side.
Listen, it's good for me. I'm on the under. I'm trying to get you home here.
Getting me home wins the game. Just root for San Diego State. Why? You're telling me they can't make adjustments and get back into this game?
Well, I mean, this is the guy's the great halftime adjustment guy, Dutcher. So let's see. San Diego State plus 790 on the money line if you think that there's a miracle there. And 12.5 with a live number. I think this is a very tough ask. I'll say this to you. I would be absolutely stunned if they came back and won this game.
That's all I need to hear. Stunned.
I would be stunned.
You said that against Alabama. I knew I was dead wrong.
That was a much different game. That was a much different game.
Why? Why was it a much different game? They trailed by 8 to Alabama. Didn't they 8 or 9 in the second half?
For about a minute and a half.
Okay, so?
Okay. It's just a different game.
I don't understand. They're coming out of
the half down 12. Alabama played awful that night.
Oh, man.
UConn's not playing. UConn's playing their game.
UConn's a 4 seed. We're making UConn
out to be 1. Stop with the seeds. The seeds don't matter. This is the title game.
I understand, but you're making
they
it sound like...
They have throttled everybody on the way here.
Who have they beaten?
So you're telling me I shouldn't be stunned for San Diego State to come back and win this game when this is the 6th game I've watched UConn play in the last 3 weeks, and not once in any of those games have they looked bad. Not once. So, but now it's going to all change now. The final half they have left... throughout this whole entire tournament to get home. Now is when they're going to go in the tank, right now.
Why, they can't crap the bed? They can't crap the bed.
I don't think they're going to, no.
They can't get tight knowing that the title's on the line.
No, because they're cruising again. They're cruising again.
Yeah, I know. They're on cruise control, right? Cruise control.
They're smashing them.
Smashing them. Here we go.
You might get some of these live spreads that you got working. You might get a couple of them, possibly. But this game's getting ugly.
Yeah, it's getting ugly. Here we go. Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. Let me go. I want to go through and see. I want to see the list of this monumental team, the best team since Larry Johnson.
See, you're getting mad. It's not about that they're the best team since. That's not what it is.
Why? Because they beat your Miami team or Gonzaga?
No, it's got nothing to do with that. They've beaten everybody in the last three. They've smashed everyone. Who cares who it's been?
So it's just a blind. They're gonna smash them. They can't make adjustments. They can't get back into this game.
You don't think that up until this half they've been the best team in the tournament?
Yes, but that doesn't mean that they're gonna.
Okay,
just
so
smash
like
them.
I said, that is why I said to you, I would be very very surprised if San Diego State came back and won this game. UConn has been. Without question, you even just said it, the best team in this tournament up until this point.
Well, I actually think that maybe you can make the argument that San Diego State played tougher competition on the stretch. FAU was a 31 basketball team. Alabama was the best team. Alabama was the best, number one ranked team in the whole tournament. How do we not take, we're not giving San Diego State any credit for that?
I know.
None.
Forget it.
After Alabama was out, everybody, Creighton.
This is silly. It is. I know, you know you're what? Blinded to this. UConn
I'm
has been a machine in this tournament.
Machine. Here we go. The words, the adjectives that you're throwing out are just trigger words for me. The whole show now, it's trigger words. They're going to win by 42. 42. Put it on the wood. Just write it into the annals. Huh? Back to the Future 56?
That's why I didn't want to go against them. They've been too good in this tournament. They've destroyed everyone.
I'm going against them. What's the halftime line?
Go ahead.
I'm
keep going in for more. I don't want you digging anymore.
I'll double the wood. I'll double the meat. I don't care. I want to stick it to you now. Now I want to stick it to you. I do. You're coming after me. Because
I'm not
now
coming
you're
after you. I made a statement and you got mad.
You're throwing out absolutes, Carver. You make it sound like this team
All
is just
I said to you
die.
Was, is I would be very surprised if San Diego State came back and won this game.
You know what you do. You use trigger words on the show.
Trigger words. And then you got hot because I said that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Because if it was you, you would buy in, and your bet always has rationale.
That's
right?
Not true.
The rationale.
Sometimes you know when you're beat.
I knew this was going to be tough. It's an hour earlier with the tip off. You were away for 3 days. I didn't get a lift in tonight. I'm ready to lift this table straight through. I'm telling you.
Why?
Because I'm sick of hearing about the UConn narrative. Like this team. Yes, they're having a good tournament run, but this is still the team in mid-January that couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag.
They're a long way from that team.
It's over, Joe.
Wow. It's over, Joe. Listen to Mike.
It's over.
Wow.
Okay. Face the facts.
All right. This guy.
Think about Lamar to the Dolphins. That's not happening either.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
That's there all you I'm go. Saying. There you
time
go.
Time to go to break.
There you go.
Cracks himself up. It's almost like he pitches and he hits.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Second half, UConn and San Diego State National Championship Special on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. National Championship Night. As they're at the half, 36-24, UConn leads San Diego State down in Houston. As they are 20 minutes away here. Live number 12.5. And 130.5 is the live total, plus 9 hundy for San Diego State for the comeback. What? What's the matter?
I just jumped in at 13.5, so got a good number. I got the CLV.
That's true. You move the number. You put so much on. You're the one who moved the number.
I hope they come out on a 10-0 run. I really do.
I'm not,
to shut you up tonight. How about that?
Shut me up? What are you mad at me for?
Because you're kicking the Aztecs. Like, you know, they played a terrible
it's
half
of
basketball.
It's not even about the Aztecs. The other team's just the team's been
it's
good.
All about UConn.
I know you don't like hearing it. It's just it is what it is. This is why I didn't go after them.
Kentucky teams with Tony Delk. I feel like Tony Delk is out there.
All right, I don't know what to say. I'm sorry. I don't, it is what it is. I wish it were the other way. I don't want to see UConn win. But, they were the best team this month. It is what it is. What else do I got for you here, Joe? Tigers up 5-4 on the Astros. And now the Padres take back the lead. You see that the loser gave up a two-runner? They had a 2-0 lead in the first. They gave it right up. And now they've retaken a 3-2 lead. Your boy Xander Bogaerts is up here with runners on the corners and two
outs. 6-2! Oakland 6-2. Yeah. That over's in already. Let's
over
go.
Inning.
Come on, San Diego.
Second inning, you got the over in the second inning.
All right, come on now. Let's go. We got Joe Mo on our side. Let's go, Aztecs. Dig it.
Scoreless in LA where they're underway. The Rockies and the Dodgers. And the Mariners lead the Angels 2-1. They're in the bottom
this
of the
line
third
is up
there.
To 980. Plus 980 on the money line. 900 now. I really hope they go on a 10-0 run to shut you up and everybody
bashing this team. I'm not on them, Joe. So whatever.
Nah, but you're pumping up this UConn team. Yes, they've had a great run.
I'm trying to talk in realistic things that are happening. They have been the best team in the tournament.
Up until this point, yes, you're right.
Okay. With 20 minutes left to play,
exactly.
Yes. In fact, and if they play this half... like they played the other 11 that they've played in the past 3 weeks.
Absolutes.
It's a complete runaway pillar to post. Absolutely.
You know what? I expect the San Diego State to just lay over and die. Why should they even come out of the
say that they were going to lay over and die
since the 1993 Los Angeles
Lakers?
Because
I said I don't. I would be stunned if they came back and won. Yes, I would.
I forgot. You know.
I hope they do. I hope they come back and win.
Shaq, Kareem. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
nobody's saying that. So, there's no turning it back from you, I guess. I don't know what to say.
No turning it back. I'm buying into a team, a second half team, that all tournament has trailed. They trailed the top team in the whole tournament by 9 in the second half, and they found a way to win by 7. So why can't I believe that that team is going to make adjustments and come out of the half hitting all right. on all cylinders? You know, the biggest thing for UConn is that they haven't had to close. This is it. They got to close now. Okay? Closing's a lot harder in the national championship game than maybe the Sweet 16 or the Elite 8. Okay? Or even the Final Four. All right? This team isn't gutless.
We're going to find out. That's for sure. We're going to see. They got to... Where do you want this game by the 10-minute mark?
42-36.
42-36. So you'd have to hold them to 6 points in the first 10 minutes of the game, of the half?
Why not? Yep.
All right.
Well, they did in the first 5 minutes.
I was going to say to you, you know, try to maybe under 8. Under, you know.
What do you mean under 8? What are you
talking
about?
I mean, they need to get it, have the game at where they're down 8 points or less. They're down 12 right now.
Okay, so 42-36 is down 6. That's not that far off.
But that means that they're both teams are going to miss a billion shots in the first 10 minutes?
Well, why can't
that be? The score's 36-24 right now.
Okay, but we're making it sound like San Diego State.
I mean, if that's the case, then we might as well unload on the under. You think nobody's going to score? Why are we messing around with who's going to win for?
Because I'm dug in now. I'm dug in. You know, when I get stubborn, this is what happens. And the more people that want to load up and jump on and pile on, so there you go now. Now here we are. We're in a situation. Either I'm going to fight my way out in the corner, counterpunching, or I'm going to get knocked out. One of the two. All right? Take your pick. But I'm going to be throwing, coming out of the corner. That's all I'm telling you.
You're going to be throwing. I don't disagree with
throwing.
That. You're going to
okay?
be throwing.
We're going to be we're looking for an opportunity. That's it. And man, that's it. You just play rope-a-dope until you get that shot.
These halftimes in this tournament have been long, but this one seems
and
like
that's
the
another
longest.
Reason. You know what? Don't think that UConn doesn't come out cold because of this half. I sort of like that UConn went in on a little bit of a heater because now they have this long layoff and hiatus, and now San Diego State maybe we could regroup.
Man, they got to keep talking about this being Nance's last game, too. Enough.
I know, like, really, can we stop already?
Hello, friends.
What?
Big week for Jim. That's what he always says when he comes on, Joe. Come on, you know that. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here.
Nance, to me, was better when he did college football in 1989, and you know.
If anybody had any connection to college football, that's when they were there at their best.
Exactly. It was sideline
Correct.
Reporter.
As long as you had anything to do with college football, that's a thumbs
CBS.
Up from Joe.
Yeah. 1986, 87, he was working
he's
the Cotton Bowl.
He's Texas done a billion more huge things since then.
I could care less about that. But, I could care less about the NFL. Just give me college football. Nance on the sidelines or in the studio.
It's a big week for him. When he's done tonight, he's got to get that the jumbo right down to Augusta for the Masters.
Oh, he's going to love that.
That's he never misses that hit.
You know, he loves that. Oh, the Masters.
Yes, here we are, friends. Yeah,
it's almost like Nance should be doing it with Romo and Tony. Tony,
I'm surprised they haven't incorporated him into their golf coverage.
Who, Romo?
Yeah.
Hey, Jim, Woods is on a heater now.
That's probably why they haven't. Well, I mean, they pump him up all the time as this big golfer, right?
I know.
I mean, they pump him up.
He's scratch. He's basically a pro, Romo.
Hey, did you, since we got another couple minutes, hopefully soon until they start the second half.
Yeah, like really.
Did you bet the Lady Tigers last night against Iowa? Did you play them in that game?
I put up 102 spot on that Caitlin Clark. How about that? Yeah,
and everybody made a big deal after the game. That girl Clark was doing that the whole tournament to everybody.
I know. And not only that, she cost me because I had to do the show Friday without you, right? So right. Friday, who do you think took South Carolina on the money line? I took South Carolina -7.5. So she was on my radar. So of course, when LSU made it to the final, I was on LSU in the first game. But when LSU was there, I was all in on the Tigers, baby.
I didn't realize, Joe, how close that first half total was. My apologies. It was 60.5. They got it by a half, the under in the first half. How about that? One more thing on that. Did you see the story tonight that obviously you know how they, you know, the championship teams always go to the White House?
Yeah.
Did you see this one?
No.
The First Lady, Jill Biden, says that obviously LSU is going to come, but we should invite Iowa too because they played such a great game.
What?
Yeah.
So is That's TCU right. going to the White House? Did they go to the first of
Here's
all?
Here's the story on ESPN.com. Jill Biden wants national champ LSU and runner-up Iowa at White House. She apparently was at the game. I know we'll have the champions come. We always do. So I hope LSU will come. But you know, I'm going to tell Joe I think Iowa should come too because they played such a good game.
All right.
I mean,
I guess Sonny Dykes? Did he get to go when Georgia went?
That is embarrassing.
All right, well.
That's embarrassing.
I don't know.
That's embarrassing.
This Iowa team, granted, great win against South Carolina. I equated the win from Iowa over South Carolina to, like, Duke and UNLV because, I mean, think about it. I mean, a monumental upset, 36-0, they lose. I mean, it was a gutty win, and the girl, Caitlin Clark, stepped up. But at
she's
the end of the
she's
day,
a tremendous player. She's fantastic.
She is. But the girl, Reese, I mean, come on, dominated that girl game yesterday. I mean, LSU was clearly the more athletic team and deserved to win that ball game. Without the technicals, come on. I don't even want to hear it.
They smoked them. They're starting the second half here, Joe. So when we come back, we'll get back into it. UConn up 12. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Rocking with you tonight. We've got the national championship game. It's our special. We started an hour early. It's good to have you aboard if you've been here since the start of the game. 38-26. 2 minutes in. Who called that timeout, Joe, this early in the half? Who was it? He wasn't happy?
I think it was because the ball was knocked out by...
The kid threw it off the kid's back.
Yeah, right.
But then they went to the timeout, so... 127.5 is the live total, which we like. And the money line's down to +830. Mm. So let's see if they can get involved here, Joe. While they're in a break and we're waiting for them to come back, Padres lead the Diamondbacks 3-2, but here we go. Arizona with runners on the corners in the top of the third. This game, did you play the over in this one, this Padre-Diamondback game?
Yeah, I'm sitting on that total of eight, flat eight.
All right. Well, we need the Padres to win too. Okay.
Could they get them home? They had to run the shot.
Can everyone eat in that game for one? I mean, there's nobody. We don't want everybody to eat in all these games. Can everybody eat in the Arizona San Diego game?
Sure. Can you root this in for me? I mean, you're sitting on the under. I mean, you know, again, can you root this in? Can they cut this to 10, 38, 28?
I never told you I was rooting against San Diego State.
I feel like you are, though. I just feel the
conversation. Why would I do that? You have a big ticket on San Diego State, and I have nothing on a side.
38-27. We got it to 11. We got life. I'm telling you, we'll get this under 10. We're going to crack them right in the mouth.
Jeez. Kids on the
38-28. How do you like that, Carver? We got it to 10 now.
Why are you shoving it in my face? They're down 10.
Because you're
relax.
Against us. You're against me and you're against our team.
Yeah, you know what? You keep this up, I am going to actually start rooting against them. And then you're really going to not like it. Right? Because you never like when I'm on the other side. You want me to go on the other side? I can.
Using trigger words, the whole show. Trigger words.
You want me to go against them? I will. I'll fire it in there. Let me see what this is. Here we go. Winning margin. Connecticut by 11 plus, minus 192. Here we go. You want me in? I'll get in. Got no dog here except the under. You want me in on the side? I'll get in on the side. Honestly, I mean, you're pressing me like I'm the one, you know. I said a small statement to you. I'd be stunned if they came back and won.
Again.
Like if watching UConn over the first 11 halves of this tournament, that's a crazy statement.
I didn't say it was a crazy statement, but anything could happen in a national championship game. You make it sound like everybody's going to roll over and die here.
We're going to see. Like I said, if you keep making it like it's my fault, I'll start rooting when they hit all these threes. I don't want to do that. Why would I not want you to win?
41-28. I don't know. I just maybe my cheese is off. You were gone a long time. Maybe you haven't heard. No more shines.
More shines.
That's it.
So the kid makes a three from the wing at 41-28. Back to 13.5 and 13-1 on the money line for them. It's just they got to get some of these to fall. This kid just keeps shooting in the corner.
Yeah, but they're chucking threes.
But they
got to
make some of them. I think they called this one under the basket, Joe, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, not for anything, but that's fine that they're letting us play. Okay. But at the end of the day, the kid got mugged, pushed out of bounds. Let's go.
Well, not going to the line. I guess it was on the floor.
No, so. It was on the floor. We got to start going low. I mean, we got to start. At the end of the day, we got to play a little bully ball.
Make some shots.
Well, we're missing layups. We're missing wide open looks.
That's what's worried me.
You can't say we're not getting open shots. We're getting open shots.
I understand that they're not hitting them. That has been the issue. That's why you're in the position you're in.
We haven't gone on a little run since the start of the game. Like we need to go on an 8-0 run here.
That would be very helpful. Even something, you know.
You know, 5-0 run. Can we get this to like 7? We're down 12 right now. And I like the fact, I think we're scoring with the clock stopped. So that's even better. We need all the time we could get. Here we go with the Hurley family again. Yeah, Danny.
I think you want to get this to 8 or less by the 10-minute mark.
We're down to 11. We're like down 11. 16-20 left.
Yeah, the kid's going.
That's what I show. He made two. See, that's good. Go after
that. I guess that's Johnson going back to the line.
I like Johnson. Gutty player. Kid's gutty.
He's the only one actually doing something down there.
No, Bradley's doing something, too. Come on.
Cut him a break. Let me cut him a break.
Yeah.
So 41-30 after Johnson makes a couple free throws. 16-20 left to go in the game. Still, that total just keeps hanging right in that same spot. 129.5.
Yeah,
the total matters to me and maybe others, Joe. There's others who maybe are concerned.
Well, I'm on the total too, 131.5, but I can't worry about that now. I got bigger tickets on San Diego State.
Okay, but there's other people involved here. There might be other people who are involved. Maybe they're big tickets to total. Right? I know you're trying to bully everyone now. That's it.
That's what I want them to do.
Trying to bully everyone.
Here we go. You're calling the whole game now, and all of a sudden now the kid comes up the court. We're gonna call a ticky tack foul.
I hope they don't start doing that.
Oh god. Like,
that would be
seriously?
Extremely unfortunate. We can't have that at all. Why, they called that one on when Sanogo went to the rim?
Yeah.
That's a tough call.
I mean, come on. Really?
I mean, let's see down there. A lot of bodying. He kind of hit him in the face, Joe.
We're down 11, though, Corbin. We're starting to counterpunch. This is what you want to say.
Did you see him? Just admit he hit him in the face, Joe. Can you admit that he whacked him in the face?
I didn't see it. Come on, man.
He whacked him in the face. Ticky-tack foul. They called these ticky-tack fouls. The kid swiped him over the nose. I mean... Come on.
That's street ball.
Now it's prison rules. Suddenly now it's no good anymore. Now we're playing street ball. No street ball at the end of that Creighton game, though, right? No street ball then. Now street ball. Jeez.
Carver, it's all whatever the ticket says. You know that as well as anybody. You talk the ticket.
Certainly do.
With this game, last game of the season, this is it.
Can't pull anything out. There's a layup he finally made, Joe. Look at that. He finally made a layup.
Should have been N1. He gave him the body.
He didn't wrap him over the face like the kid on the other end.
Little rubbing there.
Destroy him.
All right, San Diego State. Come on. Buckle up now.
All right. You need stops, man. You got to get a couple stops here.
Let's get a stop. I feel like they're starting to get into their game. They realize, this is it.
Now we got fouls every time down the floor. Foul.
Here we go.
Under 16 timeout. UConn will shoot free throws when they come back. 43-32. So still 11. Gotta make some ground up. Need stops and some scores.
We're not out
of it.
We cut into where we shaved a point off the halftime score. We get three.
Agree with me on this. You want to get under 10 by the 10-minute mark. You want to have some life.
I want to get it under 7 under the 10.
I'm trying to keep it realistic for you.
Realistic. So you're telling me in 10 minutes we would only shave 2 points off the halftime deficit? That's all we could do in 10 minutes?
And even then, I don't know if you'd get it done. Sure, you want to get to 7, but it's not the way this game's been going.
You know what? We have a team that has made runs in the tournament before in the second half, okay? It's starting to trend in their favor, slowly, okay?
2-0 Dodgers. 2-0 Dodgers. 2-0 Dodgers.
To talk about talking position. I mean, really.
Go ahead. You were saying?
Yeah, you're the bus driver, too, and you're driving the bus, and all you want to do is stop at your locals. You don't even want to go express. All right.
The whole night's been about your local.
Okay. All right.
Yes or no?
I don't know, because, like, when you're on a ticket, you're driving the bus, so we go with the ticket. You know what I mean? When I throw up a little, I'm on San Diego State. All right.
What does that mean? What are you talking about?
Why don't you jump in with me right now? Be ripe. We could be on the same side, 12 and a half. You're getting an extra point of value. Or jump on 1160 on the money line. That's disrespectful right now. 1160.
I'm not going near the money line. I already told you, I don't expect them to win this game at this point. So that's just me with the way that I've watched this first 25 minutes of this game. That's just the way that I'm looking at it. But you want to get me in on the 12.5? There you go. You'll get me in on the 12.5. Let's put it with the golf.
Zalatoris to win it?
I'm going to do it. I'm doing T20s. We got some guys for T20 that we want to get.
Zalatoris?
Nah.
Homa?
I got a good ticket on Homa already to win the whole thing.
You got CLV?
Yeah, I do. That's good. Got a lot with Homa.
Here we go. Now, what is this now with the awards here?
It's always something. They're always handing out something.
They're up 12. Here we go. 13. They're up 13. Here we go. 13.50 on the money line. Oh, boy.
All right, there you go. 13.5.
They're toast.
All right. Now they're toast. 3 seconds after you tell me, come in with me. Come on. Come in with me. And now they're toast.
Yeah, I hope you're happy. You put so much negativity on this team. I mean, really. Yeah, pump it up, UConn. 45-35. Right up. You know what? We gave it right to you. I told you this team, Scotty. I told you they're not going to quit.
All right.
Ooh, I hope. Come on, let's go on it. Come on now. Get box out. Come on. Hit them in the mouth.
You need a stop. And then another three. That's what you need. Stop at another three.
Come on. Come on. Get this to seven.
Give yourself a chance.
Give yourself a chance. Here we go. Give yourself a chance.
What?
Teams not just fighting UConn, fighting all the negativity from all the hosts around the network here. Everybody on UConn.
What are you talking about? Everybody's on UConn. You just got me in at 13.5.
Should be thanking me. You got CLV. It's 11.5.
Yeah, we'll find out in 12 minutes or 14 minutes, whatever it is.
Kid buried a three. Look at this. Bang.
It was a good shot. Now they need to stop at another score.
I want to see them run the floor and then get this to like six, and then all of a sudden see the look on Hurley's face like you saw a ghost.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, rocking with you here, national championship game. There's a steal for the Aztecs on. I gave it right back. Come on. 45-35, UConn leads. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. 48-35. UConn leads right now. Over San Diego State. Live, it's 13.5, 129.5, the live total. It's just, unfortunately, Joe, every time they do get a stop,
they can't score.
They just can't, they can't finish it, and they're all close in, too. They're not taking the worst shots. Nothing is going down for them.
We're down 14.
Yeah, so. I just, unfortunately, Joe, it's just getting late. It's getting late early, whatever the hell the saying is. It's getting late early here for them.
It's getting late early. We're getting 14.5. They're 2,200 on the money line.
Yeah, I mean, that just jumped. That just doubled, basically, Joe. I mean, down 14 now. 25 to 1. Go ahead. Go in for the 25. You might still, soon you're going to get that 42 you didn't get before Alabama. It's coming soon.
Such a wise ass you gotta be. Yeah, let's see another picture of Hurley. Let's see him.
Keep showing Hurley. Keep showing
Hurley.
Keep
showing Hurley. Keep showing him. Keep kissing his ass. Let's go. Kissing Hurley's ass. Here we go.
49-35. The dad, the brother. Get everybody
the brother,
in there.
The father. They're gonna have a parade in Elizabeth.
Something good just happened. It went from 25 to 1 to 14 to 1. In a heartbeat.
Yeah, but I don't know. What good could happen without them scoring? Technical? Do they tee up early?
I don't know, but something went on there. Why did it go from 25 to 14? We'll find out here. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We got another hour to go. And the end of this UConn-San Diego State game. We keep rocking on the grid right after those.